Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I'm the one to ask you first because you're the guest. You're not the one supposed to ask.
Wearing the jumper made me part host.
I wanted to comment on that first. Yeah, you're looking good in that sweatshirt. Thanks for the support. Yeah.
Mujevale. My name is Barney Kibuka, and welcome to another episode of the Ugandan Ball Talk Show.
How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah.
Since the last time, I've been better.
That's what I meant to start with that. For the listeners that didn't tap into your episode, I hosted you on the podcast, I think a year ago. It's been a long time.
Was it a year?
Yeah, I think it's been a year.
I think so too.
Yeah, because I remember one of the first questions I asked you, like, how was your 2022? And then it confused actually the years. Actually, when I was doing that, I remember I confused the years, and you were wondering what year did you ask me? So I think I was still locked in on the previous year. So it's been a year.
Yeah.
When I hosted you back, and this is for the listeners, just a recap of last episode. If you guys didn't listen to it, you're going to have to go and check on it. I'm not going to go through everything we talked about, but I hosted Harmony, and that's why I didn't ask her to introduce herself, because she's not new here. So for all of you who are wondering, he hosts people and doesn't even ask them their names or what. But she did a lot of introductions in the first episode. So if you're wondering that, click pause here and go back and watch the earlier episode. I don't remember what episode number, but you'll find it there. It's on wherever you get your podcast and wherever on YouTube. So we talked about that. So how's been life ever since we recorded that? There's a lot of things that have happened in your life. I follow you on Instagram. You own Kampala. Kampala, what you own?
don't let them hear that. They might come for me. So much has been happening for sure. I've had a lot of back-to-back projects, which has been amazing. I like being busy. So I have had back-to-back work, and all of it in my area as well. So it has been a nice growth experience in terms of networking, meeting new people, working with production. So it's been so fun, honestly.
Yeah.
From where we were last year and where we are now, I'm very grateful.
That's amazing. Did you carry your AirPods with you today or no?
I didn't.
Okay. All right.
You can hear the echo?
Yeah, I can hear the echoes, but it's fine. I mean, people can...
If I sat outside, do you think it would be better?
Let's try it.
Funny story about my AirPods. My best friend came into the country, and on his journey, he got drunk. Because he had to be traveling all the way back to the States. Like, I'm going to be so bored. I have a lot of, like, layovers. So I gave him my AirPods because that's the kind of person I am, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a cute pie. And he was like, minute I land, I am sending you your money. You're going to buy your AirPods. And this was March.
Yeah.
So, true crime documentary loading.
Yeah. So, actually, when they listen to this podcast, maybe they'll remember that they need to send some money for some AirPods.
Definitely. And like, even if it's not just the AirPods, it could be more.
Yeah, more than just the AirPods. Have you done any acting projects ever since the last time? Because I know we talked about a lot of your acting projects last time. Did you do any since the recording?
I haven't done any, but I have some auditions that I have sent back to Nairobi, and I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay. I had this topic that I wanted to discuss with somebody, especially like a female, like a somebody who is into like owning property. I've started doing these topics of just life stories, you know, like I recorded an episode of the scammers, like scam stories where people share their stories about getting scammed in Kampala. Like those were funny and we just react to them. So... Like I follow some content creators on Instagram that share these questions, like, oh, share your experience in owning land and buying land or property as a woman, not necessarily land, but being a woman and buying property. So they just put it out there. And so women will share their experience. And for you being a woman, and I know you've owned things in your life. It might not be property, it might not be a house, it might not be an airplane, but there's some things that you've owned, or you know of other people that have owned property. So that's something that I picked interesting, and I was like, I want to react to that. There's some stories that we're going to react to that people have shared. I'll read them, and then we kind of just give thoughts to that. But I wanted to know if you have experienced any, have any experience being a woman and owning something, like what it costed you to get that thing compared to what men might go through to get the same thing.
So, unfortunately, I am a victim of scammers in Kampala. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I had a guy like me was scammed.
Okay.
So, this was 2020. I remember I was trying to get a bigger house. So, you know how I'm a chef. I always, when I'm looking at a house, I'm looking at a kitchen. And it's very few houses here that have modern kitchens that would work for domestic and also like commercial work if I wanted to shoot for TV or whatever it is I wanted to do. So a person who has since disappeared, who I now realize was part of the entire scam, says to me, you know, you should try this app. You know how brokers can be ridiculously annoying and expensive. You give them the specs of what you want. They'll take you to a proper unfinished building, look you dead in the eye and be like, yeah, well, no, mommy, you can start from here. And she's like, what do you mean? And at the end of the day, they still need their company. So he was like, oh, there's this app that has already, like, rented out places. You can just go scroll through. It's called Gigi, okay? Gigi, okay. That's common. So I go to Gigi, and I look at, you know, you scroll through, you'll see a place, and then they'll give you a contact, I guess the broker's contact. Then you can go see it physically. Then you decide on it, right? So they're very smart. They don't let you pay immediately.
Yeah.
For me, loving convenience so much, I'm like, this is absolutely perfect for me. Let me scroll through and see the house of my dreams. So I make an appointment with some dude, and then I meet them in Mango. I meet them in Mango, and then they take me to one house that was literally under construction. Okay?
Yeah.
That was the beginning. So I think their thing is it's supposed to, like, wear you down. So we go to the place, I look at it, I'm like, what is this? I'm not going to stay here. Absolutely not. We go somewhere else. At a certain point, like, we tried three houses before, and I can see he's getting so stressed out. His eyes are red, veins are popping. I'm like, damn, you must really want this house for me. You must be really working hard for
me. Were you
me.
Going there by yourself, or you had another person going with you?
I was by myself.
Okay.
I was by myself. So then they're like, okay, you know what? Let's just go see one more place in Rubaga. It was below the cathedral. I remember that road. So we go to the place, and it's this apartment. So I don't like apartments with too many people because that's just too many people. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those, and I was willing to make it work. And honestly, it was like really decent looking. I get in there, and it's spacious as hell. Okay, I'm talking like two, three bathrooms. Massive living room. I was like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I have arrived. In my mind, I'm thinking, you know how many, when you're patient enough, you can really get what you want.
Yeah.
Boy. So after that, I'm like, okay, let's talk to the landlord and whatever. So I was hell-bent on closing on that day because rent on my previous apartment had just been increased and my landlord was, can we cuss?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because he was
terrible
man. So I was just so desperate to get out of that place and get into a new one. I was just over it. So of course I make sure to round up all the months they needed, pay, get receipts and everything. I even organize like the transportation, who's gonna move my stuff from this house to my new mansion in Calabasas.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I remember that the broker that had been moving with me, I remember I called him to ask if he knew any person that he would recommend to help me move my stuff. And then he had the audacity to want to steal from me some more, because at that point I didn't realize I'd been robbed. Because I was like, can you get me somebody? He was like, yeah, but you have to send money first. I said, lol.
Yeah.
Send you money for what? people are thieves. He laughed at me. That man laughed at me, knowing full well he had already stolen my money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next morning, I wake up chipper, pack everything out, like out with the old, in with the new, drive to the place. Now, when I started getting to the place, I think I missed the turn, so I was lost. I said, call these guys. No one is picking my calls. Then the phone is going off. I'm like, please, baby, what's going on here? But at least I have the receipt or whatever.
Yeah.
Please note that when I went to see the house, there was a caretaker of that place and an askari that bought with us. So everything really seemed legit.
Yeah.
Anyway, fast forward, and also I'm moving with two cats. One cat was pregnant. So you can imagine the kind of stress I was in. So we get to the compound, and then as these guys are trying to move my stuff out, I see someone running to me like, madam, is... They give me some random name, like, is it Marcus who sent you? I said, who is Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Marcus, the one who's living here, he left the country, but he said he'd be sending somebody. I'm like, please, I don't understand. I was here with you yesterday. Was it not you that I was here with, moving around this house with? I get out the contract like a bold person would, you know? I paid my money. Show her the contract, and she goes, madam, this is not our contract. For us, our officers are here in this compound.
Wow.
In the same breath, some random guys come running and they're screaming at you. They're in Luganda, they've come with their contracts. They're in a new fire, it's the house. And I'm just standing there, I'm in shock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god,
yeah,
what am I going to do? And these guys are telling me, now if you have like 500k, phase two, we look for a house for you this side. You want to steal more? Have you not done enough?
Yeah. Were those the same guys that gave you the tour the day before?
Those ones disappeared completely.
Okay.
But then the caretaker and the scary were there, and I was looking at them like, guys, I was with you in this house. I know that I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, Prof, I thought you were just looking. I said, I had to go put my things in storage, move back home.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, while 2020 was a shit year for most of us,
yeah,
this was very sad, 2020. Wow. So I had a little head start on the shit show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember, now when you say that, I remember the last time when I had you on the podcast, you were sharing about, because you recorded that when you were at your parents' home, but we never went into the details of what happened. So maybe that makes sense a little bit on why that was like that. And that's crazy. The reason why I asked you if you're by yourself, because the stories that I'm going to read to you too, like there's some people that have done things by themselves and they get ripped off. And it's just crazy like how... And the people, especially like in Uganda, somebody won't, they will see you like that, they are scary, or the person saw you, that you've already been stolen, like the money they've scammed you. But they say, oh, if you give us 500,000, we can help you, like give you this, then they want to steal more. And I think they're all, like all of them might be connecting together and to catch another word, yeah.
Of course.
Momogambi, like course. Let them pay more. But... So, that's what I wanted to hear, like, if you had ever been in that situation. And that's the same situation like most people have been to. And shout out to Prim. Prim put this question up, like, share your experiences of owning and buying property as a woman in Uganda. Oh, no, as a woman. She didn't put it in Uganda. So, it could be any location. So, the first one I'm going to read, and this one says, some guy told me I like to poke myself in men's business, not knowing I was a real buyer. And this is like a stereotype of like a broker would think, or like when they see a woman, they don't think that women, I don't know if that's that mentality that they have. Maybe it's the 1900 mentality of thinking that women.
Very 1900.
Yeah. So then this lady was saying like some guy was just telling her like she's poking her nose into something and she was the buyer, but he didn't know that. And I don't know why people still have the stereotype kind of thing like that. Like they, I don't know. What do you think?
They really don't think like that. We have a mind that actually works in our favor. They feel like you have to be a damsel in distress as a woman. You cannot do anything by yourself. And God forbid you stand up for yourself in any way. Then you are trying to do a man's job or be like a man. No, fam. I'm just exerting my rights. Like, that's just what it is. Like, if I'm living here, why shouldn't I ask certain questions?
Right.
How is that pocket my business? It's going to be my home. If I do life, if I settle on it, this is where I intend to have my life for God knows how long.
Yeah.
So how is that poking my nose? I would fight, man. I would fight.
I feel like some people too don't know, like, a customer is your boss. Like, when, like, let's say a broker, like, whoever is a customer is your boss at the time. Like, he's the one giving you the job, but some people don't have that. Or, like, I don't know. I don't have the mindset, so I can't really see where they're coming from, you know? Like, even if it's somebody who is not buying, like, you don't have the right to disobey. If they came there for that, like, I don't know. That just doesn't make sense if somebody does that.
I think what it is service providers always think people are operating from a place of desperacy, and they act like, you need me, and there's no one else that can give you this service.
Yeah.
Which is where there's a mistake, because you need to treat your smallest client to your biggest client in terms of pockets, age, whatever it is, the same way, because you just never know. Even if they don't take that particular property, they might recommend you to somebody. Like, it is... It is the business of service. You can't tell someone they're poking their nose. Also, what do you mean, men's business?
Yeah, men's business. Today's episode is sponsored by Dansoft Gamers. Dansoft Gamers is the leading distributor of video games and other consumer gadgets like the podcast microphone set, ring lights, headphones, and affordable smartwatches, and many other cool gadgets. For these and more, visit their website at www.dansoftgamers.co. That is www.dansoftgamers.co.
The stress.
So this other one that says, for land, I use real estate companies, not individuals. And when you were sharing your story, did you say it was a company or were they individuals? Because they made you sign a contract and all that.
It was a company.
Okay.
It was under GG, anyone that's listening, everybody that's listening, they're fake.
Yeah.
Okay? They will come you. The good thing about it is they actually did catch them.
Okay.
They called them. I don't know if they're out of jail now, but they had scammed somebody in a similar way. Like textbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every little step. And so they caught all of them, and it was like, maybe a year after it'd been scam or two, and I was just like, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It is. It is what it is. So there's companies. Anyway, honestly, I feel like I'm not very trusting lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly based on that particular experience. But I think it's going to be your luck. You're going to find a legit company, and then you're going to find a fake company. Mm-hmm. So, man, there's no winning.
I meant to ask you, actually, when you shared that, if you ever reported them to the police or something. But yeah, that's...
I did.
Yeah. So the police said what? There's nothing wrong with that?
The police, I wrote statements. I did everything I possibly could. And then I realized, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do anything about this.
So, and then the other one that comes with that is the disrespect of people. Like I've mentioned about the disrespect of the seller or the broker or whoever it was that says you put your nose in men's business. But like there's this of like painters, like somebody was sharing their experience. They said the disrespect of painters. A painter once messaged me and said, "Mbu, good night, beautiful." And then this part, I think somebody else commented down on that. He said, "Oh my God, sis, the broker has been texting me since yesterday, calling me. Omolonji, did you reach home safely?"
Oh my God. That's extra service, guys. That's service and then some more. That's service pro max.
That is, like, and that experience, that's the part that comes with being like a woman. Like, you do a project, you are serious, you want to buy a house, you're trying to look for a painter, you're like, "I'm serious, I want business." And then once they have, because you have to give them your number so you can talk to them or like communicate with you about your property. And then it comes with extra service and just bothering you all the time.
I feel like most of these guys really mistake kindness. I usually see people that are rude to service providers, and there's sometimes I just don't understand why you have to be that rude to somebody when you can just communicate. But then I understand that some boundaries just need to be set. You would be kind to your painter. Say they come to do a paint job, but you make sure, you know, they, maybe there's a breakfast, lunch, water breaks, whatever it is, and they'll be thinking, hey, yeah, wano sivao. This is my pet. This is the real deal. Your sheer human decency is immediately misunderstood.
Right.
Because I think a man, or maybe rarely would a man think to do that. You know, oh, let me put out some water, just make sure they're okay. Just maybe, just pass by and be like, bo, soribulunje, just keep it moving, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas a woman would be like, hi, there's some water here for you, because, you know, the Kanachara in us does not sleep. The Mrs. Bob the Builder does not sleep.
Right.
Even if I wanted to. So then you find people that are going to misunderstand and mistake that kindness for they want me.
Yeah. It's like a wrong interpretation, like you're nice to somebody and just gets a wrong interpretation of your act of, like, your good act to them, or like concern to them. Like, some of them might be working like a hot environment, you know, like, oh my gosh, this time maybe they need water. They need... Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say that perfect, because like men, we're not going to think like that. If you're hiring another fellow man, you're going, hey, I says I'm paying him. Like, we're not going to be concerned about that. It's like a more sentence, you know?
Yeah.
But that brings me to that part of when I asked you if you went by yourself when you're buying the property, because I've seen also some women sharing experiences that I learned to go with my male friends or brother to have them pose as the buyer, which I don't think that's right. I mean, from my perspective, like, women don't have to go that beyond to pretend like, oh, I need to go with a man pretending Inga, he's the buyer, because she's the buyer. Like, but people have been pushed to that because that's the only way they're going to be able to get whatever they want without being bothered. And I'm against that, but I understand also.
I mean, it's better than what happens in Lagos. In Lagos, a single woman cannot rent a house. You cannot. I cannot ask how many walk and say, I want to pay rent here. You could have all the money. They'll say, no, either you're doing a shower or
a shower.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah. Like, you have to have a man for them to actually trust you with a home. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah. And I think they, like somebody was saying, like, they, when they go with a man, the prices are usually different than what they tell a woman. Like, they'll tell you a higher price, but when you go with somebody who is a male, then they can either bargain or, like, discount that.
So with a woman, they'll probably think, if it's maybe, if it's a nice place, I would say starting from, like, so probably 1.5, okay? Let's just say roughly 1.5, nice location, a relatively new apartment. If you go as a woman, they'll think, sugar daddy. There's a guy who's paying for it. Yeah. So even if we ask for more, there's a jam muluma. But if it's a guy, they'll be like, ah, man, this man must be working hard for his money. Or mulawa muto, he must... let's not squeeze him. But for a woman, it's like, we're just kind of like expected to always have large sums of money. Yeah. I have had friends who say to me, I don't understand how beautiful girls can be broke in Kampala. I'm like, what do you mean? How do you perceive we actually live?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is like our typical day to day, like our typical 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
People just like throwing money at you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another thing that they look at. They'll be like, if you come as a woman, then definitely, like, there's no way you have that money as a woman. How? There's a man.
Yeah. And this, like the person say, like, this doesn't only apply to women buying property or something, but even the services, like, especially you're taking your car to a mechanic. The mechanic again, because most, and this not, it's not like a knockoff to women, but like most women might not know a lot about how to repair a car or maybe quite an emotok. So like they'll lie to you and hey, tiare chino chafu de, but because you don't know, then they will try to rip you off, you know, like that, which it's not right again, but like that's where we are. Our way to sing nge guang.
Yeah, that's where we are, and it's everywhere. By the way, it's everywhere. I see everybody trying to fight for women's rights and equal rights to this, but there's a lot of work to be done. There's so much work. You can be concentrating on maybe equal pay in the workforce or in sports or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, it comes down to little things like this.
Yeah. And speaking on that, there's a this lady was saying it's so sad, and it's our reality. So she said, I happen to be a land surveyor. I would go to the field with a team of men, and mostly of them were her assistants. And the clients would ask all the questions to these guys. And they were just assistants. She was like the head. But then the lady kept answering all the questions, which then she was shaking her head of like, you think I'm not the owner? Like they went to the man straight to ask those people the questions. And there's such a thing like that. Like they will never think of a woman leading men, which...
It's not right. It's something that can be changed. If people just look within themselves and just allowed, because I feel like where we are now, we have a lot of proof that women are able to do certain things. Mm-hmm. So I think men should be a little bit more trusting and like, man, stop living like that. You have all this information around you and you still choose to swim in misogyny. Like, get it together, please. Yeah. It's so unattractive.
And that goes back to what I said like earlier. I think it's a mentality of 1900 where they said the women just have to be in the kitchen, kufumba, like, and I don't know how. I feel like the uneducated people are the ones who are stuck in that kind of mentality because they don't think like that.
You would think, but then you would find that educated ones are even using the knowledge against you more.
Right.
So literally no winning. Yeah. All we have to do as women is move far away from this planet. Start our own nice little thing, okay?
Yeah.
Have the best time and have carnivals almost every day. And then leave your friend for yourselves and see how you feel.
This goes back to what we talked about earlier about getting a male friend. And this lady says, this is so true. It applies with male service providers. I had experience with a carpenter I contracted to do a job for me. And every call to follow up on the delivery, he had an excuse till I got a male friend of mine to start doing the calling and pose as my husband. She had to go extra to even get a friend to pose as a husband. Like, why? You're the one paying, you're the one buying, but then you're made to pretend or to even get somebody else who might even empire nango mutualo so I can pretend to be your husband so I can make these calls. So then you end up like paying extra. But then, yeah, and then he finally delivered the lady's furniture. But I was so frustrated. It really felt like he was taking me for granted. Yet I paid him in time and I gave him all his money. I swore to carry along with me a male friend for such hassles because for some reasons they take them more serious. That's not right. That's not right at all.
Now I know what to do. Listen, if you can't beat them, you have to join them, okay? Yeah. But no one is about to change their mentality around women. We are forever damsels in distress or just an easier prey to pick on.
Mm-hmm.
So, as women, we have to use that to our advantage as well.
Yeah.
Because there is such a thing as pretty privilege. If we joined forces...
Kunga, kunga, kunga.
And started our cult. Uh-huh. We'll do amazing.
Yeah. But that's what I was going to say too. Like if women... I know there's a lot of women. Like there's female lawyers. There's female... I feel like if women also gathered together and nobody move their own fields, like a female lawyer, nobody that guy inga he's coming for your services. I'm gonna go bring your wife here. Like you make them work for it.
The only problem is when we do get that kind of power, we won't do exactly that because we are, say it with me, ladies, better than that. Unfortunately,
yeah.
We are better than that.
So actually, that brings me to this other lady who says, as a female young lawyer that has individually brought a few properties here and there, I would like to encourage other women to be bold. There's no need of going undercover for a man to purchase property. If we are already CEOs in our workplaces and big business owners, then we need to carry the same attitude into real estate and other areas of pursuit. The men and the rest of the society are the ones who need to adjust not us to adjust to them. And that's exactly what you have been talking about.
The only difference is really coming from a place of power. And the only what I've recognized is not everybody has that much power.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have access to certain things that she has. So she can leverage her position well. But Umuntu wa wansi don't have the luck really to do that.
Right.
So we need to spend grace when we're giving a certain advice and understand that we are coming from a place where we are able to do what we are saying. Mm-hmm. But not everyone is.
All right. I'm going to read the last one and then we can conclude on that because I don't want to keep you here for long. And this one says, like, it's not only property. Men always undermine women in most things, which is very annoying. Remember the space I was moving, my spa, I counted my 40 million paid, and the guy has no shame of saying women, we put feelings in things. And yet this woman has given him 40 million. 40. So my guy started following up closely on Sunday last week. Apparently he said, I'm difficult and I take things personal. I'm so offended after my earned money of sweat and tears have been paid you, and then you start telling me I put feelings on minor things. Don't forget, I've paid rent for the both spaces. Currently, I've paid rent for the current one and the old space I'm in. Imagine it was a house I was building. And then the other person said, honestly, if I paid you 40 million in rent, I would take it personal. And yes, your emotion, hormones, everything, name it, I'm paying you freaking 40 million in rent.
First of all, that already pisses me off because you can't know how many times people say that. You cannot know how many times someone just says, you know, women just don't understand. It's cool, women, you guys are so emotional. Someone said to me actually that I would be a bad CEO because I have emotion. And this is the context that in which a little segue, I'm going to get back to this in a bit. So we're talking about how the film industry is growing here in Uganda, and we have a bit more opportunities and a lot more networks that are willing to showcase our work. The biggest challenge that we had in the industry, and I don't know if it has changed yet, but I know that the projects I have worked have kind of been better in terms of payment. I guess there's different forces at play, which force them to actually keep their word when it comes to payment. But this person was saying to me how they had not been paid since Apple, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the film industry. And then I said, I don't understand why people ever do that. Then I said, if I got the money to do a production, I want to make sure that everyone feels valued. It does not matter how much it is. By the time I say I'm going to have a production, sure, I have the money to carry on this production so that everybody is comfortable. This is something that is very achievable.
Right.
Why are we holding on to money? If I asked you for a service, you did the service, why am I not paying you? Why all of a sudden do I have so many different stories?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would definitely, that is one thing that I'm not shy about. I will pay you your money because I have personally experienced it and it is not the best feeling in the world.
Right.
This man looked me dead in the eye and said, this is why you'd make a bad CEO. Because you have too many emotions.
Right.
So you'll be too emotional. And then, then your business will fail. Huh? Because I am respecting another person's value.
Right.
That makes me a bad CEO? Well, guess who's not hired? Not you, boo. With that attitude.
I feel like, once you're not, like if somebody has a different mentality and you're not, especially men, if you're not conniving with their mentality and they're like, you're opposite from what they think, then that's obvious, like a wrong thing, which is not right. You know, like, Bobanga tokiris ganyanabo in some area, then you're the wrong person, which I don't think it's right, you know. Like, plus, going back to what that lady was talking about, like, I've paid you 40 million. Like, people, economy of Uganda, Uganda's economy, somebody, you could demo 40 million because they want something nice. And then you say, but I don't take any feeling.
What? That's like 12,000 USD, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
I will catch a body. Let me tell you something. I can be emotional. Who do you want? Harley Quinn? We are switching it up. You want to see emotional and cray cray? You want to see emotional and cray cray? It's going down.
Right. Anyway, I didn't want to take a lot of your time. I know we could have had a longer conversation, but for the list, for the
sake of I'll be back. I manifested being back and I came back.
Yeah.
And I'll be back again.
Yeah. Then I know, then we'll be back again and back again and back again. But yeah, shout out. Thanks for that t-shirt. No, sweatshirt. That sweatshirt looks good. Abantu Magambe, yeah.
I absolutely love it.
All right. Amazing. It's always a good time talking to you and just laughing and having a conversation.
Wait. You're a new dad. How is that going?
New dad.
I'm doing a little screen recording now.
New dad. How is it going? It's going good. It's going good. I have my little daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good. Great. Fatherhood is doing bigger. Good.
Huh? I'm like, I can't believe it's 6 weeks. I thought she was bigger.
No, it's 6 weeks. She'll be 2 months on July 13th.
Oh, look at you keeping tabs.
I know, right?
Adorbs!
Oyonge na muku manga wa maje. Ngena muku mnyaka wa SFC. I'm going to hire SFC, but yeah, I can't wait to come to Uganda with her sometime.
Yeah,
so she can see the country and all that. But anyway, I appreciate you, your time, and
you
being here.
Well,
next time,
I will be here faster.
Oh yeah, and then we can have a longer conversation.
I will not walk. This walking shit ends today.
Olinyanga border. Over Bajaj.
I was like, get your steps in, girl.
Yeah.
No.
That's good. That's good. Mm. All right. So yeah, I'll. Thanks for having this conversation with me, and maybe we're gonna have another
one. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Good evening. Yeah. Good evening there.
You as well. Gonna watch some Netflix.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. This is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.